是年轻，可以把自己献上。那在座还有些年轻的朋友，真的主是值得我们将自己献给他的。这个世界可能会吸引我们，也把我们奉献给他，但是结果是完全不同的。
将你最好的献于主，献你年轻的力量，将你纯洁的心灵忠心为真理搭档。
Actually, all of those who are living in the world is like in a war.
不管你要投入是商业的战场、政治的战场。
Whether or not you are in the war in the field of business.
但你有没有思想过哪一场战争是最值得我们投入的
？But which one of those wars is the most worthy for you to fight?
假如生活就是面临一场征战的话
，If our life is a face war.
我们靠什么可以得胜
？By what strength we can overcome？
当然，在美国的这个弟兄姊妹或者在座还有没有信耶稣的朋友，我们当然学习嘛，学一套本领嘛，对不对？
For those of us who live in America, for those of you who haven't heard of the name of Jesus Christ, we'll learn together. We'll learn something that can be useful to us.
我们在社会上也是，要学一套本事。
In our life is also the same. We have to learn some strength.
可 我有点不太一样的背景，所以我今天讲的另外一个角度哈，让我们来细想。
But since I come from a different background, I will share with you from a different perspective.
因为我有将近二十多年的时间，在一些地方我们不去，他们就没有学校。
But I went to a place for over two decades where very few people are willing to go.
所以我们在那边办了第一所他们的学校。
And I actually established the first school in that area.
所以你能够想象，我们是跟一群几乎是没有受过教育的人生活将近二十年。
You can imagine that I am coming across a bunch of people who are uneducated.
但是我发现我们的主爱他们，没有丢弃他们。
But I discovered that the Lord Jesus loved them and had never forsaken them.
所以我今天跟大家分享的题目，你可能觉得很诧异嘛。
Today I'm going to share with you a topic which may a little surprise you.
我今天的题目是没学过不用教。
My topic is without study and you can still learn.
这个不是我的话，这是圣经里面的话。
This is not my own words. These are words from the Bible.
好不好？我们一起来读这几节的圣经。
Please turn to your Bible for this scripture.
我们先来看约翰福音第七章十四节到第十七节。
The Gospel of John, chapter 7, verses 14.
我请有圣经的跟我一起来读。
We would like to request you to read together in both English or Chinese. The Gospel of John, chapter 7, verse 14.
在两段版本圣经的136页。当你翻到的话，我请你跟我一起来读，来预备起。到了节期，耶稣上殿里去教训人，犹太人就稀奇说，这个人没有学过，怎么明白书呢？耶稣说，我的教训不是我自己的，乃是那差我来者的。人若立志遵着他的旨意行，就必晓得这教训或是出于神，或是我凭着自己说的。第二处圣经，我们来翻在约翰一书
，The Book of First John，
第二章第二十六、二十七节
，Chapter Two, Verses 26 to 27。
这次我们请中文的来看，我们请英文的来读。
This time we ask people who can read English to read together. I am writing these things. Are you in? First John chapter 2, verse 26 and 27. Let's read English together. First John chapter 2, verse 26, 27. I am writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. As for you, the anointing you receive from him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you.But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just that he has taught you, remain in him.
是吧？没学过，不用教，这不是我发明的词啊。
That's why these words are not from my own, but from the Bible.
但这里面却让我们有一个很深的反省。
But this really gives us a thought-provoking thing.
我回到美国来，短短的三年。
I returned to the United States in about 3 years.
我发现我们大家信了主以后都很努力在学习。
And I discovered that many of you are very diligently seeking the Lord.
但我发现一个事实。
But I also discovered a reality.
我们学习的是跟人家讲，谁也不觉得惊奇。
When we learn, we spoke to others, people may not be amazed.
因为似乎好像，你讲的我不懂的，我也只是听听，人家觉得怎么样。
And the people would say, well, even if I don't understand, you know, I'm willing to hear.
等到你讲的我根本已经懂了，我更不觉得什么稀奇。
And I'm not even surprised because what you told me, I already know.
所以我在一个这个查经的聚会的里面
When, during a Bible study session.
哇，每一个人把他查的原文一直通通讲了，别人说我都听过了。
And, you know, the Bible study leader kind of said, with all kinds of references, but I heard them all.
以后我忍不住了，因为这个团体里面我年纪最小。
Later on, I can't really stop myself because I was the youngest in this whole group.
所以我跟这些这个圣经道理书上课，我跟他讲了，假如下次你是读哪一本书的话，你就告诉我读哪本书，我回去自己可以看。
And then I told the Bible study leaders, whichever reference book you use, please tell me so that I can look it up myself.
但是假如你读了这本书以后，你生命里面有什么样的经历跟这个体会的，你就跟我们分享。
But if you have read this book and you have an experience that you can share with me, then please let me know.
这就是为什么在圣经里面有很多的文士、法利赛人在那里讲解圣经，这些犹太人不觉得稀奇。
That's why all the teachers of the law and the scribes.Then they teach in the synagogue, and the Jews were not amazed.
这也就是为什么耶稣到了圣殿里面去的时候，当耶稣跟他们分享的时候，这一些犹太人惊恐不已。
And that was also the reason why when Jesus spoke in the synagogue, the Jews were amazed.
而他们一眼就看出这个耶稣没有识货。
And they can see right away that Jesus has not studied these things.
你知道今天早上我穿着西装，金海弟兄说，其实我看你看得很不习惯。
And when I wear a suit today, and Brother King told me, I think you are a little uncomfortable in the suit.
那假如我按照我平常习惯穿的穿上了，你们看说，哎，这脚趾没有学过。
And if you see me dressed in my different, in my usual way, then you may feel as this guy is uneducated.
但大家不要误会，我没有把自己比作耶稣。
I'm not trying to compare myself to Jesus.
的确，真的，我关于圣经也好，关于什么神学也好，都没有读过。
And it is a matter of fact that I have not really studied theology or go to seminary.
我很能体会耶稣讲的这一段圣经里面的话。
But I can understand.Why Jesus spoke these words in the Bible?
我也有一点明白为什么犹太人会这么惊奇。
And I can also understand why the Jews were so amazed.
原来我们认识神不是单单只有一条路。
Because the way to know God is not just one way.
或者说我们了解圣经不是单单只有一条路。
And there are different ways to understand the Bible.
就是像当时的犹太人社会里面，在圣殿、在会堂里面这样学习读读律法，然后讲解律法，对不对
？There are many ways for the Jews in their society to learn about God's word.
还有一条路是什么路呢
？There is another way.
还有一条路就是耶稣在世界上所活出来给我们看见的路。
And this way is the way how Jesus lived his life on earth.
就是遵循神的旨意。
Is he choosing?To do God's will.
耶稣说我的教训不是出于我的
Jesus said my teaching does not come from me
乃是我父的
It's from the one, it's from the Father
这是什么意思呢
And what does it mean?
就是耶稣到世界上来生活是按照天父的旨意是吗
And the way Jesus lived is in accordance with God's will
很多时候我们以为我们所懂的东西
A lot of time the things that we thought we know
其实是很不清楚的
And actually they are not very clear cut
但是等到有一个人他真是遵循过神的话借着圣经告诉我们他真的是行了
But when someone who does according to the will and he acts it out
他所那个知道的那是真正的知道
What he knows is actual knowledge
就是这个王某人 你这样讲会不会太武断一点
Are you a little specific the way you say it?
那我就举个例子来讲吧。
Let me give you an illustration.
圣经里面要我们饶恕人。
The Bible tells us to forgive.
是不是这样
？Is it right?
Okay, 这是神的心意哈。
It's God's will.
有一个人这个立定心志，就是吃亏就是丢脸，我也愿意去饶恕一个人。
And one who chooses to forgive somebody even though he was wrong.
假如他正在饶恕人的过程里面
during this process of forgiving,
当一个有饶恕经历的人在跟他讲圣经里面这段叫饶恕别人的时候
when somebody who has this experience of forgiving someone, when he speaks about forgiving,
好像每一句话都说到心里面说到他现在的情况
and actually he's trying to recount his process of forgiving someone,
也告诉他一个将来的盼望
and also he will speakAbout a future hope.
但是假如一个没有饶恕人经历的，没有去遵循、下定决心要去饶恕别人，那个人来讲这个这段圣经的话
，When somebody who's speaking about forgiveness when he did not choose to forgive someone，
你发现你听的时候就从头上飘过去
，And it's like a hollow knowledge，
是不是
？Is that right？
另外还有一个
，There is another thing。
当有人在圣经里面讲圣经里面的时候，一定赶鬼。
And when somebody speaks about the Bible, at the same time, he's driving out demons and healing sickness.
假如你一个心说主啊，世界上有那么多人有需要，被捆绑、被疾病缠累，愿意说主啊， 若是可行，你把这样的恩赐给我。
And if that person prayed to the Lord that give me this power because so many people are in need and they are in bondage.
假如因为有人这样的心，上帝把这样的权柄曾经赐给他过。
Because he has that heart and he has that burden, God actually gave him that power.
当有人在讲台上在那边讲说，疫病赶鬼，这是一个恩赐，讲了一大堆的时候。他就知道这个人讲的对还讲的错。
When somebody would just stand on the podium and said, "Well, healing and driving out demons is a gift from God."
是不是呢？
And you see whether it's real or not.
但是假如呢，我们根本没有心要去遵循神的话。
But if you do not have the heart to do God's will,
这一件圣经里面记载的这件事情，我们自己也没有经历。
And whatever is described in the Bible, we don't have that experience.
两个在讲台上讲的不一样的东西，你就 confused 了。
And two people standing in the podium speaking about the same thing, and you'll get confused.
是不是？
Is that right?
现在这个时代还有方言吗？
And do we still have tongues in this society? In this time?
有人说有人说没有，你看。
Somebody said yes, somebody said no.
这个有的可能是相信还有方言，或许他自己讲过方言。说没有的，他相信传道人讲的，现在方言已经没有了，是不是？
Those who say yes, he may experience about tongues or hearing about tongues. But those who say no, because he just heard about it.
当我们所知道的是我们所经历的。
But if what we know is what we experience.
就好像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
And it's like a tree planted by the water.
因为我们所知道的是我们所经历的是经历神的话。
And because what we know is what we have actually have experienced in God.
耶稣在这个地方，他那么清楚地活出一个见证。
And Jesus in that place, very clearly living out of
God. 他到圣殿里面去。
He went to the synagogue.
这边说是去教训众人。
And the Bible said he teaches people.
真的意义就是去分享神的话。
And the real essence is to share the word of God.
把父神的心意能够告诉这群神的百姓。
Tell the people of God about God's will.
我相信那个时候耶稣到圣殿里面去的时候。
I believe that when Jesus went to the synagogue.
就在祭司长、文士、法利赛人不会给耶稣准备个讲台。
And I don't believe the podium was ready for Jesus by the scribes and the priests.
还好金海不是文士，不是祭司长、文士、法利赛人，不然他也不给我预备讲台啊。
You know, I don't have the Father King would not have given me this podium.
其实我这句话讲的是蛮含蓄的。
And I actually I'm a little subtle in this the way I speak.
因为我真的遇到一些人不给我预备讲台的。
I actually come across some people who did not prepare a podium for me.
但是耶稣没有因为别人有没有给他讲台，他而终止把父神的心意跟他的百姓来传讲。
But Jesus did not consider that as important, but his emphasis is to give God's word to his people.
似乎有一群人一直在学习的里面。
Because there is always a group of people who are always in the process of learning.
他以为他懂了神的话了。
They think they know everything.
他以为他懂了律法了。
They think they know the law.
结果耶稣怎么说呢？
And you see what Jesus said?
耶稣说，他们吩咐你们的，你们要照着去遵守。
And whatever they tell you, you just do according to what they told you.
只是他们所行的，你们不要效法。
But whatever they do, do not imitate them.
我就想到我们在山区里面有个教导。
And then I remember a principal in the mountain areas I come from.
他是个吸毒的。
And he was a drug addict before.
他很有学问。
He's very educated.
所以呢，这个我们这个村庄是个部队啊。
And then there was this militia group in the mountain area.
这些部队的领导怕派给他任务，这个毒瘾发的时候就误事。
And then when the leader gave this person the duty, but when his drug habit comes back, then he messed up things.
所以根本不给他到前线去打仗。
And that's why he did not send him to fight war.
给他在村庄的里面。
He only assigned him to the village.
让他做一个学校的校长。
And let him be a principal of a school.
为什么呢？这个因为他有学问嘛，至少把你的学问去交给这学生嘛，哈，孩子嘛。
Because he was educated, that's why he used his brain to teach the children.
我刚刚到那个地方去的时候，那么我姐妹也在学校里面帮忙教书，因为她都是学校的。
And when I first came to that mountain area, my wife was teaching also. That's why I have come to school also.
有一天周会的时候。
And there was a meeting in the day.
哇，他讲了一句这个经典名言。
And he really uttered a classic phrase.
他站在这个周会的这个一个土的一个台子上面了。
And he when he stepped on a platform.
他跟这些学生们讲。
And he spoke to the students.
他说我校长教你们的，你们都要听。
I am the principal. Whatever I teach you, you listen.
我不会害你们。
I'm not going to harm you.
但是我做的你们不要学。
But whatever I do, whatever I do, don't learn.
但是我们的主是怎么样的？
But what about our Lord?
他说我告诉你们的，你们要遵守，就像我遵守一样。
Whatever I tell you, you obey like what I obey.
弟兄姊妹，
My brother and sister,
我们要追求主的话。
When we want to see
God, 我们要认识神。
We have to know God.
我们现在也很习惯了，像当时神的百姓以色列人一样，有一套这个学习的方法。
And we have to have a way to learn like the people in those times.
但是耶稣说
But Jesus said,
若有人立志遵着我的旨意行
But if somebody chooses to do my will,
他才会知道什么话是出于神的，什么话只是人凭着自己说的。
Only then he would know whether my word comes from God or my word comes out of my own.
哇，那接下来的问题就大了。
And then a question will ensue.
哪一个神的旨意是我们要做呢？
So,
是吗？
Which God's will should we follow?
是不是这样？一本圣经从创世纪到启示录，对不对
？The Bible from beginning to the end.
哇、wow, ，现在我们信耶稣的痛苦就在这个地方。
And this is the kind of pain when you want to follow Christ.
刚刚信了主以后。
And when you first accepted Christ,
参加造就班也好。
And then when you go to face the
Lord, 有人来帮助我们也好。
When some people come to minister us,
都来跟我们讲说这是圣经的话。
And they always say this is the word of God.
你要照着做。
You have to do according to the Bible.
是不是这样？
Is that a way to do?
痛不痛苦啊？
Is it painful sometimes?
很痛苦啊。
Ah, very painful.
做来做去怎么样呢？
And whenever you try to do it,
谁来找他，他就知道下面想什么。所以大家王不见王不见，他来了。
So sometimes we want to. Sometimes we want to avoid people when they ask to visit you.
这就是第二个重点要跟大家讲的。
And this is the second point I want to make across.
不用人来教训你。
We don't need people to teach you.
不要人来指示你要做什么神的旨意。
You don't need people to instruct you how to do God's
will. 我再说一次。
I will say this once again.
当年的犹太人当中，有一些人叫文士、法利赛人，他们喜欢坐在摩西的座位上。
Those scribes and the teachers of the law, they love to sit in the seat of Moses.
要人遵行律法。
And they ask people to obey the law.
今天也有很多人站在神的位置上，要我们来遵守神的旨意。
A lot of people today stand in the place of God to tell us how to do according to God's will.
你下面的话里面很容易听啊。
Therefore, you pay attention to what I'm going to say next.
因为我姐姐在下面，我这个弟弟从小就叛逆、悖逆，讲这些好像反叛传统的话，其实不是，你们好好听。
你
说现在悔改了。
Yeah. I have now repented, but I used to be very rebellious.
这或许是我生命里面一个经历，我跟大家分享。
And this is my actual life experience. I would love to share with you.
其实我的意思不是说不要人家来教我们。
I don't actually mean that we don't need anyone to teach us.
我们要很谦虚的，别人讲到圣经里面是对的，我们都要好好听，而且也愿意去学。
We have to have the humble heart to learn whenever somebody speaks right in the Bible.
但是另外还有一部分是什么呢？
But there is always the other side.
另外还有一部分是神他自己会在我们生命里面感动我们。
The other side is God would touch us personally.
因为每一个人都称之为圣者，受了领受了那恩膏。
Because each and every one of you will receive the anointing from the Holy One.
这是每一个信耶稣人信耶稣以后怎么样，都从神领受了圣灵。
Every believer will have received the Spirit from God.
这个恩膏它会在我们生命的里面来引导感动我们。
And this anointing will lead us and will touch our lives.
现在我们能做什么，圣灵知道。
Whatever we can do now, the Spirit knows.
我们现在生命的光景，可能你们传道人不知道，但是神他知道。
Our pastor may not know our state of life, but God knows.
我想举个例子吧。
Let me give you an example.
就在道理上，我们可以这样讲。
And by reason, we can say this.
每个人都要精忠报国。
Everyone has to be patriotic.
对，我每个人都要为国家社会奉献。
We have to contribute to the society and the country.
对不对？
Is that right?
缩小一点了，我每一个家里的成员都要为家庭付代价。
And to be more specific, every family member should contribute to the family. And this is absolutely right.
但是有没有一个父母要十岁的孩子就出去这个帮工打工赚钱来分担他家庭这个开支的这些负担呢？
Will parents send a young kid to go out and work to share the expenses of the family?
会吗？
Would they?
只有十岁会吗？
He's only 10 years old, would they?
假如你头脑不清楚的话，国家会罚你呢，虐待儿童
啊。Child labor, abuse of children, so.
但是假如他已经二十岁了
But the child is 20 years old,
或许他已经学历已经告一段落了
Perhaps he has finished
his education. 我们可以告诉他你要尽你那份本分假如在家里面的话
You can tell him or her that he or she has to share the responsibility of the family.
但是他假如只有三岁五岁八岁十岁的话我们可能顶多给他做家里面的扫扫地或干什么这样的事情不是吗
But for little children we can only ask them to do some house chores.
但是我们今天有的时候居然会告诉神儿女都应该这样。
But sometimes we do tell the believers that your family should be like this.
圣灵会在相信他的心人的心里面，按照他现在生命的光景来感动他能做什么。
The Spirit will touch us based on our current state of being.
是不是这样？
Is that right?
而且很稀奇的时候，当我们领受这位圣灵的时候，就是得着神的生命。
When it's very amazing that when we have received the Spirit, we have the life of God.
我们的生命慢慢会长大的。
Our life will grow.
我们的生命慢慢会进入神的旨意的。
Our life will desire the will of God.
假如一个人啊
，If one man，
他说他信耶稣了
，And he said he's a believer，
54年了
，For 50 years，
他从前还是这样。
And he was like this 50 years.
现在还是这样。
He was the same 50 years later.
从前喜欢的
，whatever he liked,
还是世界上重要的东西。
Whatever is in the world.
今天是50年以后
，50 years later.
你问他你喜欢什么
？And you ask what do you like?
他喜欢我还是50年前喜欢的
？What he liked is what he liked 50 years ago.
我可以跟你担保的说，他只有入了基督教，没有真正的悔改这种东西。
I can guarantee that he only entered into Christianity, but he has never really gotten Jesus.
一个真正得着耶稣的人
，one who has got hold of Jesus.
他得着的不是一套基督教的教条教规
，what he has obtained are not doctrines of Christianity.
他得着的是神所赐给他永远的生命，属神的生命。
What he got is an eternal life.And a spiritual life in God.
这个生命是会成长的
，and this life will grow.
会改变的
，this life will change.
会从里到外改变的
，it will change from within to without.
我刚才讲的那个校长
，and the principal I mentioned before.
后来他信主了
，and later on he accepted Christ.
很奇怪，人慢慢就开始胖起来了
，that is very amazing. He got a little fat.
我们就知道他这个已经断这个戒掉毒品。
We can see that he has finally gotten rid of his drugs.
但是你知道他的生命里面还有很多奇奇怪怪的想法。
But in his life, he still has some very weird thinking.
他要报名受洗了。
And he wants to be baptized.
他说：“老师，我真的信耶稣了，我知道耶稣在我里面改变。”
And he said, "Teacher, I accepted Christ. I know Christ has changed me."
我说很好啊。
I said, "Very good."
他不过我有个条件。
But I have one condition.
除非你让我第一个下浸礼池，不然的话我不受洗。
But the principal said, "I have to be the first one to go into the baptism tub. Otherwise, I won't get that."
我说为什么呢
？I said, "Why?"
他说：“你看那些少数民族，一年才洗三回澡，他现在要是受洗的话，不脏吗？”
He said, all these are people ready to be baptized. They are minority people. They only take showers about 3 times a year. If they go first, it will dirty the water.
我那时候不是跟他讲一大堆道理，因为他现在生命就是这样。我是答应他，因为没有第二个人也要争取第一个下水，所以不是我的困难。
I did not give him a lecture because there was no other people asking to be the first one. So I just want to accommodate him based on his state of being at the point.
这是需要跟他讲一大堆道理吗？你应该要爱主，让那些人心下就是当你对你的生命的学习没有必要吗
？I don't want him to give him a lecture that this is how do you serve the Lord is to let others go to the top first.
就是因为他是这样的人
，because he is what he is.
所以别人就说了，你要怎么信耶稣？我看你啊，不是真的，假的。
Actually, some people said, I don't believe you actually believe in Christ. You are counterfeit.
你知道他会拍着胸脯。
And then he would slap his chest.
他说别人只是在外面信，我真正信到里面去，有一天会在外面表现出来。
Some people only believe peripherally, but I actually believe in my heart, and one of these days it will show on the outside. When he passed away, everyone in the town came. Attended the funeral. And the leaders actually hugged me and cried.
说他走了，我们学校怎么办？
And the leader said, the brother left, what are we going to do with this group?
一个从前是被人家弃绝的人，
one who has been rejected by people.
但是因为他信主，慢慢就成了一个对人对社会有用的人。
And once he accepted Christ, he became a useful vessel to the society.
一天就做成了吗？
It doesn't happen in one day.
他是继续不断的 按照神给他的感动，他在那一国。
He continually based on the touching of the Spirit to live.
我看见一个人像我一样，我看到很多这样神的儿女。
I see a lot of people like him.
我们的改变是什么，你知道吗？
What are our changes?
是我们心思意念的改变。
It's what changed in our mind and our thoughts.
不是我们的理性改变。
It's not a change in our way to reason.
我们的理性，我们聪明的人越聪明。
If we are intellectual, then we are intellectual.
我们信耶稣不要太骄傲，不信耶稣比我们聪明的太多，我告诉你。
Don't be too prideful, because a lot of people who don't believe in Christ are much wiser than us.
但是很神奇，我们信了主，我们的心思意念会改变。
But it is amazing that once we accepted Christ, our thoughts and our mind will change.
所以什么叫做不要别人来教训你呢？
So what does it mean by you don't need anybody to teach you?
告诉你应该做这个，应该做这个，这是神的旨意，是不是？
Are those people who come to you and say you should do this, you should do that in accordance with God's will?
我的意思说，圣灵真的会感动你的。
What I'm trying to say is the Spirit.
怎么感动你？怎么感动你呢？
How?
我把我的见证跟大家讲一下。
I would like to give you a bit of my testimony.
我信主以后，
After I accepted Christ,
一件事情临到我。
One thing came to me.
我信主的第一个最大的难处就是看到讨厌人要不要揍他。
One of the things that really bother me is when I see someone that I don't like, one person.
我从前没有信，没有真正信主前，那个人我看不顺眼，上去就揍他。
Before I accepted Christ, I will confront that person that I don't like.
那我讲解给你听，你们听听看，我是这样一个人呢。
I'm telling you, I was such a person.
跟我同样住条巷子里面的一个孩子。
It's a kid who lives in the same village.
我真的看不见他。
And I really can't stand him.
揍完他以后，还是要见他嘛？一天不打他有没有味道嘛？
Even if you curse him or hit him every day, you still have to see him.
我有一天突然不知道为什么，这个人会这么坏。我有一天看到他，我说：“你回家跟你爸爸讲，一月之内给我搬家，不搬家你倒霉。”
And you can see how bad I am. One day I confronted him and I told him, "You go home and tell your father to move out of there within a month."
他爸爸真的到我家来跟我爸爸讲，我们搬去哪里？我们公务员没有钱搬去哪里？正在跟我爸爸讲这个事。
His father actually came to negotiate with my father and explained that they had nowhere to go.
你知道吗？当我信主以后，
You know, after I accepted Christ,
第一个意念出来，看不对，揍他。
And the first thing I do is to confront people that I don't like.
但是第二个事情，慢慢已经信主了。
But there's a separate feeling that I have now accepted Christ. And then it's really struggling inside.
哎，你看这叫什么？这叫做我们领受了恩膏，恩膏在里，我们里面会这个改变我们嘛。
And this is what that you have received the anointing. The anointing is teaching you inside.
你看我会不会做人家？
And then you stop cursing people. Will you still confess?
会，就是生命有经历的人。说不会，只是在基督教道理里面的人。
If you actually did, that means that you still you have that light inside of you. If you say you don't, it's only by reason. Because my first instinct is to hit the guy, but then there is a spirit inside of me to ask me not to do it, then the chances of me hitting him will reduce. Because you don't feel peaceful and you will come back and have to repent after you curse people. And then slowly but surely your life grows. My first instinct now is that you cannot curse me. My second instinct is that I still want him. And then the order has reversed. And then the chances of Jesus continue to do it will be less and less. But slowly but surely, I have no desire to hit him anymore.
慢慢的，当别人在打球的时候，我们不想打球，撞到年轻人，咣的一棒子的时候，是吧？原谅他，里面那个意念要揍他的意念都没有。
But when I play basketball, when somebody elbow me, inside of me tell him just forgive him.
所以你要怎么做
？But then what should we do?
我这个话讲的不是真理啊，是我的一个体会，我只跟他分享。
Whatever I told you is my life experience, not necessarily the truth.
真的，我很多的时候说主啊，我第一个出来的思想意念，求主你让我能够做。
Many times I pray to the Lord that my first instinct may the Lord give me strength to do it.
当我跟大家分享的时候，就有一个牧者说：“季雄啊，你这个教导哈，我说我不是教导，我是分享。”
One pastor actually told me, "Hey.A brother, you are teaching, and I stop you. It's not teaching; it's sharing."
Because he said, "You this way to tell them. I always tell them to wait for God's will. Get it after then do it."
What if the pastor said, "I have previously told the congregation that you have to wait for the Lord's will." That whatever you do, brother, are you running in front of God's will?
Then I told him, "I said we are the same risk."
I explained to him.We both had a risk.
我会跑到神的前头。
I perhaps I may run in front of God's will.
你的教导会在那边等着半天，上帝走了，他还没有走。
But your teaching is so way behind that when God left, you're still there.
但是我相信我的心真的向着我的神。
But I believe my heart looks for.
哪怕我走到神的前头了，神要休遣我，神要让我再来回走。
Even if I'm in front of God and God has to.Has to correct me, and I will pay. Today, we can't really do anything for God. If God's will is the thing that we can do now, when the first instinct comes, you have this experience.
好像是无理无聊，怎么突然会想到一个人呢？
You perhaps you are surprised. Why do I think of that person?
不是很有意的呢。
And it's not intentional.
也不是听到什么呢。
And it's not something I heard.
突然这个人跑出来了。
All of a sudden, this person came to mind.
我劝你这个时候赶快打个电话给他。
I encourage you to make a phone call to this person.
说不定他这个时候正需要一个人安慰他，要接一通电话。
Perhaps this person is in need of somebody to call him at that very time.
我们有好多这样的经历。
I have a lot of those experiences.
突然想到，哎呀。他说我看到一个什么东西，他的丈夫是这一天过世的。
All of a sudden, I think some person who may have a family member pass away.
不是故意啊，一套做法哈，这电脑提醒你啊什么的，当然也好了，这个也是很好的爱心的行动了。
Yeah, it's more. Sometimes a thought, maybe something put in the computer that reminds you.
但是真的在这样的情况里面，圣灵会提醒我们说，你打个电话，他正在那里哭泣，怀念他过世的丈夫。一通电话去，就让他的心得到安慰，知道生命的。
The spirit may be reminding you to make that phone call, and when that person whose husband passed away really in need of someone to console her.
其实圣经里面最大的使徒啊，在我心目中最大的使徒，人都会比大小嘛。我觉得在我心目中最大的使徒是保罗啊。
In my own heart, the greatest apostle in the Bible is Paul.
这件事情是神喜悦的。
And this is what God.
他就去了，有没有
？And Paul, go ahead and do.
我常常说保罗，你为什么不等候神的旨意清楚了再去
？I always ask Paul, why didn't you wait a little longer to make sure that?
他第一次去以后，去对了没有
？And sometimes he go and did he do everything?
有的时候对了，讲清楚，因为他想的，神想的也是他想。
A lot of things he did the right thing because what he's thinking is what God's will is.
在第十二章，他想的不是神的心意。But
in Acts of Paul chapter 15, what he was thinking was not God's will.
He went.
一
边住的灵不行。
But the Spirit. And then he didn't go. When we first came to Thailand, the same.
你知道，又是传福音，是不是神的旨意啊？
When we go to preach the gospel, is that God's will?
是不是这样？是啊。
It's right, right?
去哪里你知道吗？
You know where to go?
那说不是，我说不是。
But you don't know, you don't go?
就不传。
You don't preach?
我不是，我是主啊，你既然让我传福音，开过的门也开过的去。
I told myself, God, it is your will to go to send me to Thailand, I'll go.
我这个人是一不做二不休的。
And then I'm someone who is very persistent in doing it.
我想到要去，我就要去到一个地方。
And if I decided to go, I'll go.
那个地方叫美斯勒，对你们没有意义哈。那边有个地方，有个学校，有1000多个学生。
And this place means nothing to you, but there the school has over 1,000 students.
我跟我太太两个都很爱孩子，而且呢，怎么样呢？这个也一直在学生当中服侍的。
And both me and my wife love children, and we always serve in schools.
不是，我就选了一个地方去旁边。
And then I chose this place, and then I go and preach the gospel.
我还没有到那个地方。
Before I arrived that place,
我的信封、信纸通通都用好。
And I printed all the envelopes with addresses.
地址就是那个地方的地址。
The address is the location of that place.
甚至还把那个学校的背景作为我这个信纸的那个背景。
And actually, I use the background of the school as the background of the envelope.
意思就是下定决心去那边闯进。
And what I'm trying to say is, I have already made up my mind to go.
但是到了那个地方,
but when I arrived at that place,
神既然没有开路，那个地方就不行。
And actually, God didn't open the way for us to spread the gospel there.
按照我的个性，做到底。
According to my personality, I will go ahead anyway.
但是感谢主，经过几十年的训练，建立有禁止不开路，我就去。
Give thanks to the Lord. With years, you know, of serving the Lord, the Spirit prohibited me, and then I stopped.
不是一次,
not once.
还有一次到一个也是一个毒品集团的昆山人，听过昆山哈？那个地方的人居然允许我们到他们的学校去做副校长，还给我们一块地，要放我们盖礼拜堂，让我们去。看到。
There is one other place. That place is infested with drug people. They actually offered me a piece of land to build a church.
神的灵不去。
But the Spirit prohibited me.
我没有去。
And I didn't go.
但是里面那个要到要乡下，还没听过福音传福音的心还在我们里面。
But the fire to spread the gospel is still there.
Finally. 神就把我们借着一个人说。 这边还有一些人没有听过福音，他们现在希望有人到他们那边去。我们到了那边去以后，就是瓦斯在他们中间20年。
And then through the word of one person who told me there is this place who is in need and people have not heard of the gospel, and I went for 20 years.
弟兄姊妹，我今天要问的是，我们没有办法去遵循神的旨意，是因为神没有告诉我们什么是神的旨意呢？还是我们接受了一套说法？
What I'm trying to tell you today is we could not do God's will because we don't know what it is and we only hear about teachings and doctrines that actually stop us from doing God's will.
我看圣经,
when I read the Bible,
你知道吗? 有些人经过上帝磨练40年才清楚知道, 哦,
a lot of people spend decades of time to actually find out what God's will is.
我们一开始信主就教导那些信徒，你要明白神的旨意才去做，你害死他的，我告诉你。
A lot of times, we told young believers that you have to do according to God's will. We may harm them.
只要这件事情真的是神的旨意，你里面有心要做，你就去做，不要怕。
As long as you have the desire in heart that you know that it's God's will, then you should go ahead and do it.
因为这件事情不会错。
Because this is going to be right.
传福音是神的旨意。
To spread the gospel is God's will.
是吧? 但是有的时候神会把特定的福音对象量给我们。
But sometimes God will apportion the recipients of His gospel to us.
但是很多的时候，我们以我不清楚神的旨意做一个挡箭牌。
But a lot of times we use that I'm not too sure about God's will as an excuse.
有很多人，别人对我们的教导，要我们做这个神的旨意，做那个神的旨意，有的时候都误导我们。
A lot of times, people might even mislead us that this is God's will, that is God's will.
我不管进还是出，神都给我。
But I don't know whether brother King will ask me to come back.
假如有一天，这是神的旨意，你要做。
Some people tell you, this is God's will, you have to do it.
你第一个意念出来，根本一点都没有这个心要做。
But if your first instinct, you have absolutely no desire to do it.
是不是啊？不要太明显。
Do not be under compulsion.
但是,
But when you go back and you pray about it, and then you are not peaceful, then don't be so insistent of not doing it. That's my bottom line. If your life, if your spiritual life is not at a certain level, and if you go ahead and do certain things, it may cause you harm. Our God loves us. He will not give us something too burdensome on our shoulders. But our God will also try to get rid of our laziness and always remind us, what is it we can do? Why don't you do it? Even though I said you don't need people to teach you. But there is this lesson that you have to understand that the Spirit will give you the anointing inside.
我希望没有人因为今天我的这样一个分享成为挡住以后教会里面有人向你做什么事情的挡箭牌。
I certainly do not hope that you will turn down the opportunity to serve the church because of my sharing today.
但是我也不希望有些人糊涂到这个地步，恩高没有感动你，神没有要你做的事情，你勉强的挑战下来以后，对别人亏损，对你自己也灵性有益处。
I also would like you not to be foolish enough.Just to accept any responsibility if there is no such urging from the Spirit inside of you. The word of life is a true way. You will do whatever you can when you live in that level. What is faith? Faith is not ambition. Faith is to allow us to break through something that we could have done, but we are not doing it. Faith is that God asks you to do something is for your own good, it's not for your harm. To be faithful to God is to ignore what the mainstream tells you that is not the right thing to do, but according to the Spirit. And there is a line here. On the one hand is that you have studied. On the other hand is that you have not studied, but you can understand.
这一边的范围，学过了能明白，就像旧约圣经里面许多的文士啊，这些人他们所明白。
And on this side that you have studied, I like those scribes and the teachers of the law in the Old Testament times.
那么这一条线的另外一边呢，人家看到还是没有学过，但是奇怪，他能够真正明白神的话。
On the other side of the line is those who have not learned, but amazingly, he can understand God's will.
那一条线的分野在哪里呢？
So what is the separation line here?
我们信了主以后，愿不愿意立志照着神的旨意去做？
Once we accepted Christ, do we choose to do God's will?
还有今天我跟大家分享的另外还有一条线。
It appears there is another line here for my today's sharing.
一条是人教导你要这样做，要那样做，对不对？
That line is when people tell you what to do, what to do.
感谢主，他要你这样做那样做，教导你的，刚好也是神要教导你的。哎，你在里面有功夫。
Praise the Lord. If what that person tells you to do is what God wants you to do, you will be blessed.
但是很多时候很不幸的，人家教导我们，我们生命没到一定要我们去做，对。
But sometimes our life is not at that spiritual level.
结果信耶稣服侍神变成一个蛮痛苦的事。
Therefore, it became painful to serve the Lord if you are not willing.
有很多人信了主以后说，很信主以后比不信主以前还要来的不自由。
And somebody believed that I'm even under more bondage after I accepted Christ.
但是另外这条线的另外一边。
But on the other side of the line,
恩高会教训你，会感动你。
The anointing will teach you and will touch you.
神爱我们会照着我们现在生命里面能够行的，感动我们去行。
God loves us based on the level of our spiritual life to tell us what to do. But we people are very lazy.
我能做的别人能做，干嘛我做他做不过。
You know, he can do what I can do. Ask him what me.
神知道我能做的，对不对？我们常常说，神啊，既然你能做，你说一起都做了，把我做的这部分你也做了就好了。
Sometimes when God asks me to do something, I said, God, you can do it yourself. Just go do it.
其实我们不肯做，是我们失去生命里面成长的机会。
But for when we refuse to do God's will, it is to is not have the opportunity to grow in God.
所以这条线摆在这个地方。
And now here is this line.
弟兄姊妹，
my brothers and sisters,
你学过吗？
Have you studied?
你真明白吗？
Have you actually understand?
你没有学过。
Did you have not studied?
你有心去遵循神的旨意吗？
But did you choose to follow God's will?
你就能够明白。
If you do that, you will understand.
你有没有常常去指挥教训别人呀？这个那个吗？
Do you often go and tell people what to do?
你这样教训别人，你好过吗？
Do you feel good when you do that?
很爽吗？很爽吗？这个话怎么翻译呢？是不是？
Now it's very cool.
真的求主怜悯我发现耶稣到世界上来，真的没有是去指使人家这样。
May God have mercy on us. Jesus didn't do things this way by telling us what to do, what to do.
我们的主按照人现在的需要能够成全他。
Jesus, according to the measure of our life, will tell us what to do.
但是我们的主到的时候，也按照父神的心意来吩咐我们。
But at the appropriate time, in accordance with God's will, Jesus will tell us what to do. May God have mercy on us. One day when people come amongst us, you can see that he has not studied. You don't have to give a lot of lectures. But by humility, we can share with
him.
Is that right? Perhaps one of these days you will be amazed.
但假如说我们学过的，
but for those of us who think we have studied,
我们常常去指使告诉别人神是这样这样这样，你要做那样做这样这样做。
We always told the people and give instruction that this is what God wants you to do, that is what God wants.
别人真是听了你的话去做了，那个人得益处，你一点好处都没有。
When that person actually carry out and benefit, but you have no benefit for yourself.
你有的只是我想你们可以听，我自己觉得很高兴是这样。
What you have is your own pleasure that you have asked people to do something.
听神的弟兄姊妹，
but for the people in this church,
我们要学，
we have to learn,
跟主学，
we have to learn from God.
我们就算没有人的地方我们学过，我们也是跟主学。
We have to learn from God, even though we still have people teaching.
所以到最后，我们什么都跟不学过，我们都是跟主学的。
At the end, whether you have studied or whether you have not studied, you will learn from the Lord.
所以真的我们在一起分享的时候，
when we share,
真的我们的心好像都是被主吸引，都是在主的里面，我们大家更同心的，能够让这个地方的人因此而能够有真正的福音的体验。
When we share, we are attracted by the Lord Himself.That's why the gospel is being spread from this place.
我们一起低头祷告。
Please bow our head in prayer.
说人的话都会有结束的一天。
Man's words will end one day.
但是圣灵，你感动在我们里面的，却是要让我们一生来学习。
The Lord, the Spirit will touch us that we will learn the days of our life.
主孩子在这里是分享。
Lord, your child is to share with them today.
而且我分享的也是我自己的心思。
And what I share is that what my heart tells me.
我真的愿意我一生是遵循你旨意的。
I am willing to do your will the days of my life.
圣灵，你在孩子生命里面的感动，让孩子真是愿意凭着信心能够遵循往前走。
May the Spirit continue to touch me that I can live out by faith to go forward.
主啊，你也把孩子这样的心智赏给我们在座的每一位弟兄姊妹。
The Spirit allow me to share so that I can get the same sharing to my brother and sister here.
真是当让有一天认识我们的，我们跟他们分享你的时候，让他们觉得惊奇。
When one day this brother and sister share with me, that will be amazed.
真的让我们的生活慢慢越来越像主的时候，真的在这个世界上能够有光、有爱、有你自己的圣洁。
Let our life imitate the life of Christ, that our life become light, will come salt of the earth.
赐福你的百姓，
bless your people， Save us from not being like the scribes and the teachers of the law of old times. Listen to the prayer from your
friends.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. We thank you.